listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
Was Come to Me from Sue Foley's long-awaited album, Ice Queen. Sue Foley considers the late legendary Albert the Iceman Collins a key influence on her bluesy style of guitar playing. And, like the Iceman, Foley plays a Fender Telecaster electric guitar as well. Recalling her first time seeing Albert Collins live for the first time, she stated in a recent interview, "There are few people you see live where it's a life-changing event, And for me, seeing Albert Collins was life-changing. I remember walking away thinking of all these guitar players that want to play all around the neck and play all these notes, and then Albert Collins comes in with one note, played with everything he's got, and he can wipe the stage clean of anybody. Nobody could go up against Albert Collins. Once he hit that note, it's all over. I was always fascinated by that. As a young girl from Canada who was fascinated by her dad's guitar, she started a professional career as a musician at the age of 16. By the time she was 21, she was a regular in Austin, Texas, under the wings of one of the primary keepers and relaunchers of the blues at that time, and its musicians, Clifford Antone of the infamous Antones Club. When I first heard Sue Foley's debut album in 1991, which was entitled Young Girl Blues, I was blown away by both her captivating voice and her guitar playing. Foley has her own unique sound in both her vocals and in her guitar tech. Let's get into this album, starting off with the title cut, Ice Queen, and then a few more cuts from this recent release. Sue Foley's new album for 2018, Ice Queen, today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Rolling. Thank you. Short on hope, and why PAVA?
The tunes on Ice Queen were recorded at Fire Station Studios in San Marcos, Texas, south of Austin, Texas, which is Foley's now adopted home in the States. And it's the same studio as her first album, 1992's Young Girl Blues. Foley included a noteworthy list of Texas guitar greats who made guest appearances on this album as well, including Charlie Sexton, Jimmy Vaughn, and ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons. Speaking of which, here is Jimmy Vaughn's contribution to this album with a song entitled The Lucky Ones. Sue Foley's new release for 2018, The Ice Queen, on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
They never saw. Every drop of rain took a turn. There were things I had to lose just so I could learn.
Listening to Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's the same old
This album, The Ice Queen, is sort of a relaunching of Foley's recording performing career, but that in no way is to say she has been on a musical hiatus of any sort. She's been busy learning classical guitar, working on her book project called Guitar Women, which is based around dozens of interviews she has conducted over the years with some of the world's leading female guitarists, which was fueling her passion for gender studies in music and her desire to bring the work of great women guitar players to light. Foley also returned to university to get her graduate's degree. She is an energetic woman of many facets and a lot of vision. I, for one, am very glad this album on Canada's Stony Plain label was on her list of things to do. Her fans have been waiting over a decade for this new release. Let's get back into the music of Sue Foley and her new release, The Ice Queen, on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Just a dream that you hold, yeah, it's fool's gold.
Diamond rings, fancy things, got you living like a king, it's fool's gold. Yeah.
Like a king, it's fool's gold.
don't want no sympathy. I went and cut my good man's throat. I caught him with a traveling Jane. I warned him twice before. I had my knife and I went insane. And the rest you ought to know. it started strong. It started fast, a fleeting vision, so hard to grasp. And it left the same way it came. He was a stranger when he entered my slumber, but I knew him all too well. I found myself falling under his spell. He disappeared, leaving no trace. I'd been clinging to empty space, and now I'm more dead.
Sue Foley recently stated in an interview that she feels like she's at the top of her game right now, adding, "If you've taken care of yourself, you're the same you were 10 or 20 years ago. I don't feel any different physically. Your faculties are all intact, but you have this experience and wisdom. I just think it's a lot easier to assert yourself and be yourself. I think it takes a long time to learn who you are and what you like and what you won't put up with. It's a great time. I feel great. I'm really happy. I'm enjoying the album that I'm playing, and I'm really excited. Maybe taking a few years off was good because I could be worn out by this time, bored with myself, and thankfully, I'm not." Let's get back into some more of the Ice Queen's album here in our Blues Cruise today. The new album from Sue Foley today on Cruisin' the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
just a lot of childish innocence. I found myself falling under your spell. When the music swelled, we started to dance.
I think that's it for now.
That was a cut entitled The Dance, and there we got to hear a little bit of Sue Foley's classical guitar that she's been learning over the years. We've got one more cut off this album, The Ice Queen, entitled Cannonball Blues. And we'll end today's Blues Cruise by going way back to Sue Foley's first album, Young Girl Blues, and a cut entitled Little Mixed Up. It was a pleasure having you along with us on our blues cruise today. This is Mr. Jack, and until next time, I'll catch
you
later.
I'll try Cannonball one more time, but it's sticking. I can't guarantee anything. Listen to the train coming down the line, trying to make up for a little lost time from Buffalo to Washington.
Mixed up about you.